This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. It could be curtains for Fannie and Freddie. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are government-backed mortgage entities that taxpayers bailed out to the tune of billions of dollars after the housing market crash. There's a proposal in Congress that would dismantle Fannie and Freddie. Marketplace's economics guy Chris Farrell is all for it. He joins us now to explain. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Stacey.
So, Chris, Washington's been debating how to reform them ever since the crash. So catch us up. Where are we on this?
Well, you know, everyone agrees we need to do something about them. And there's a lot of discussion about shrinking Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. But I say, look, the taxpayer is going to remain on the hook. Here's the solution. Let them fade into the dustbin of history.
This is very extreme. I mean, as you say, Fannie and Freddie are very much woven into the housing market. I mean, sort of on an incredible scale. What happens if we just kill them?
You know, one is that the interest rate on a mortgage will go up. And the 30-year fixed rate mortgage, which is the pillar of the U.S. mortgage system, will disappear because no private lender is really going to put money out toward most homeowners. But here's my response. So what? We have an economy where, you know, there's a lot of churn and people lose their jobs and they're going to move a lot. So I say, why should we make so many incentives toward housing? And let's just make housing another investment.
Well, that's very radical. I mean, we're in a country, even still, more than half of households own their homes. And I think one of the arguments for pushing home ownership, for making it easier, has always been that it encourages spending. I mean, is there a worry that if home ownership declines, that American consumer spending, which is, you know, one of the largest chunks of our economy, will suffer?
Never underestimate the ability of the American entrepreneur to convince you to spend. And remember, who really wants to preserve Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? It's Wall Street, because they make a lot of money slicing and dicing the products from Freddie Mac, and it's the housing industry. So, yes, there is a transition cost if you're moving away from an economy where housing is so important and then housing shrinks in importance. But the more important thing is we shouldn't be creating so many incentives for people to be putting their money into housing.
Marketplace's economics guy, Chris Farrell. Chris, thank you.
Thanks a lot.